goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Larry Bloom, and you are listening to The Divorce Hour. Today, I'm joined by Cheryl Lazarus. I'm happy that she's come back. This is your second or your third appearance?
It's my second appearance, and I'm really glad to be back too, Larry.
Great,
thank you.
Thanks for coming in. What are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about the three similarities and the three differences between men and women who are going through a divorce.
Let's get right started. Tell me about similarity number one.
Similarity number one is that both men and women let their emotions influence their divorce decisions. And that can be a major problem and can cause a person to make decisions that they're going to regret down the road. So when I work with clients, I help them to see exactly what emotional charge they're carrying when they're working with their ex, soon to be ex, or when they're dealing with their attorney. And I try to help them understand the roots of it and how to change the pattern. And we look at exactly how it's influencing their divorce so that they could do something different.
I have so many questions right off the bat. So
I bet you do.
let me ask you, just so our audience knows, what is it that you do?
What I do is I am a divorce coach. Okay. I specialize in divorce coaching, and I work with clients individually, one-on-one, and I run divorce seminars, and I run divorce support groups, and I run specialty private women's support groups.
Okay. But you also do co-ed groups as well, correct?
I do co-ed groups. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Co-ed groups and women's divorce.
When you coach, the coaching is one-on-one, and you coach both men and women?
I coach both men and women.
And why should a man go to you rather than a woman?
Well, what I'm doing, I am giving a lot of my practice towards women.
Sure, but I know
now, and the reason why a man might come to me is because that way they can understand a woman better, and it could help them be able to work better with their soon-to-be ex.
Great. Now, are you here in Manhattan, or are you somewhere else?
I'm in Manhattan, and I also do phone coaching all around the country.
Okay.
And I could do it around the world with Skype.
Good old Skype.
Good old
I was just going to talk to Sam about Skype. Okay. Now, I've always found, I've been living the world of divorce for January. It'll be 32 years. I'll be a divorce lawyer. Men usually view, at least what I found, is that men view divorce as a business proposition and women view it more emotionally. You're telling me that men also view it emotionally?
Men will react emotionally. I'm just going to tie this into one of the differences between men and women, is that women will reach out and get emotional support. So they have a lot broader of a support team. Most men, everything I'm saying is a generalization. So there's exceptions. Okay. Most men do not reach out. And so they don't have as many outlets. So emotionally, they may act out even more than women during a divorce, let's say particularly with anger. And that can drag a divorce on a really long time. So when I'm coaching, actually both men and women, I'll say pick your spots. Because if you try to negotiate or dig in or take a position on a lot of different issues, then you can stall and spend fortune. You know, you're an attorney. You spend fortunes of money and a lot of time and get mired in emotional aggravation.
And it's true. Men do sometimes say, I'd rather pay you than pay her.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've heard, men say,
and
I'm going
to
just...
That's foolish because you'll wind up having to pay both of us.
That's right. And they end up... And everybody... the attorney wins, but everybody loses. The men and the husband and the wife lose. I mean, I know of a dentist who said, I am going to drag this out until she has no money left. And, the point is it took 4 years, but he couldn't move on with his life either. She became bitter. He ended up on, every antidepressant that was ever made. And what happened is it just caused, both of them were stuck.
Okay.
So pick your spots. That's what I always say.
Okay.
What matters.
Okay. And what else can we say about the fact that they both, everybody reacts emotionally? Because I agree with you. When I, you know, as Sam and Janice know full well, this show is about me. and when I was doing my, you know, doing, I was not doing my divorce. I was being divorced. I had a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't believe the emotional reactions that I had. So it was, I, you know, having practiced divorce law for almost 30 years when I first got involved in litigation of my own, it was a completely different ballgame.
Oh, absolutely. It's very hard to be neutral when you're in the middle of something. It's hard to pull back. That's why actually working with the divorce coach really makes a difference, because when I work with clients, I can see when they describe what's happening, I can see the dynamics and I can see the patterns. And I'll actually tell people, okay, one of the similarities between men and women is they get very triggered with each other. So I'll actually have people break down and track exactly the junctures where they reacted. Because if you can understand the exact point of reaction, then I can work with them on several different options that they can do differently, and will actually practice so that when they actually have a meeting or a discussion with their ex, they can become more neutral and find stress and calming release techniques and be able to have a different kind of experience. And that's really a proactive coaching approach that I take with people, looking at their triggers and how they can change the dynamics.
How'd you get into this line of work?
I get into it because I had an extensive background in coaching, an extensive background in therapeutic training, and also a lot of business expertise. And I went through my own divorce after being married for over 20 years. And
how can that be? You must have gotten married at 5.
Oh, thank you. Well, about 7, but
okay,
you know.
Okay, there you go.
And I found that I found it really challenging and overwhelming. And I figured, well, if I have all those skills and it was really challenging and overwhelming for me, I couldn't even imagine what it would be like for other people. So I decided to take all of my combination of skills and personal experience in divorce and gear my practice specifically towards people that are going through divorce.
Okay, and you're a certified coach.
I'm a certified coach. And again, as I said, I have therapeutic training in Gestalt therapy, counseling, spiritual counseling. And also, I've had some very successful businesses, so I can use my business expertise to help people proactively, whether it's working financially or with their attorney, to work more effectively or to deal with the practical issues that come up during a divorce.
How can one reach you?
One can reach me several ways. For women who are want specific divorce coaching, they would reach me at womensdivorcechampion.com.
And Women's ENS?
WOMENS, divorcechampion.com. And they can also get their special divorce guide called 3 Biggest Mistakes That Cost You Power and Money and How to Avoid Them. And both men and women can reach me through EasierTransitions.com. Or they can call me 917-838-3648.
Great. And if someone today has someone in Japan or in the Czech Republic, I can see the map as I'm doing the show, one has a question for Cheryl or for me, the number here is 877-480-4120. You can email me. I have my little smartphone with me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. I'm here with Cheryl Lazarus, divorce coach extraordinaire. And this is the Divorce Hour here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes singing Love on the Wrong Side of Town. As a special added bonus, if anyone calls in and wants the second and the third volumes of the greatest hits of the Divorce Hour, all you have to do, email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com with your address, and I'll be more than happy to mail them out to you, free of charge. How's that for being in the Christmas spirit today? Okay, and Love on the Wrong Side of Town was on volume number two. What I've learned is that volume number one, which I gave out last Christmas, is now a collector's item because I can't seem to find any copies of it. I have one in my car. I'm not giving that one up. Sorry, guys. So I'm here with Cheryl Lazarus. We talked about similarity number one between men and women, which is the emotions. Tell me about number two.
Number two is that both men and women, as I started to talk about before, get triggered during their divorce. And whatever relationship you had that caused a divorce to happen is going to be exasperated during during the legal proceedings. So it's really, really important to, as I was talking earlier, to look at the juncture points where you get your buttons pushed, where you get charged, how does she go off on a tangent or get a long time to get to the point and you get impatient? How does he talk that intimidates you and makes you just shut down? How do both of you get angry and start going at each other and no one's listening? So it's really important because otherwise it takes 10 times longer to move through the divorce. And
well,
both people get aggravated.
It does.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I don't see my son listening on the map here today, so I can say this. when I was going through mine, and I went, in New Jersey, you need an hour of mandatory mediation, which seems like an oxymoron to me, but it's mandatory mediation before you get a trial. And the lawyers, and I'm letting my lawyer do all the talking. And all of a sudden, the subject of child support comes in. And I'll try to delete some of the expletives that I used at the time. But I basically said, I upset my entire life because you couldn't handle living with our son. And now you're telling me you want to be paid for that privilege? move on to the next subject. I did that without an expletive. That wasn't bad.
That was very good. Right?
But, and I did not use it without an expletive in the mediation session. And I, at both lawyers and the mediator was somewhat stunned and taken aback because it was the first thing I had said all day.
Wow. Well, they must have known you really were upset.
Well, I really was upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So if there are triggers, well, I understand that. And I understand, you know, I always say to my clients, nobody knows how to push your buttons better than your spouse.
That's right.
But how do you get them to recognize that? I know how to. I'm asking you the secrets of coaching in one question.
The secrets of coaching in one question. Well, I'll give you an example of something that happened with my own divorce. When my ex and I were going to meet with our two lawyers, it was going to be the four of us sitting down. We actually had a phone conversation beforehand, and we said, "Look, each of us is going to say things that the other one might not agree with or might react to. So rather than do that, let's see if when we hear something we don't like, we can just take a deep breath and just sit and listen and just understand what is being talked about and make a conscious effort not to react and cause a lot of
unnecessary stress.
Unnecessary stress. Exactly.
How'd that go?
Actually, it went really well. But what I do, and when I coach with people on how to work with your attorney and how to meet with your ex and how to meet with all of you, because I do, I have actually a program about being prepared. So it's about being prepared for meetings with your ex, being prepared for meetings with your attorney.
And the accountant
and all of that. When I coach clients about having the meeting with their ex and the attorneys, I'll work with each client and see what particular stress release techniques would be specifically tailored for them so that during the meeting, they can use those to reduce the tension rather than hype up the cortisol and the adrenaline and the stress and get really, really, really aggravated. So, they're fantastic. I work very body-based as well as cognitive and energetic-based. So I can really tailor-make each kind of technique depending on how the person would have the best results.
What are you doing your answer? I didn't.
I am.
Okay. When you're obviously only coaching one side.
That's right.
So,
but I'm neutral. I'll hear what the other person is.
That's not what I'm to ask you.
Right. Okay.
Can you, because I guess you've heard the story of your client or whatever you call them. And can you, you know, what happens is it's the rolling snowball,
right?
The avalanche, one, you know, starts with a little bit,
that's
adds a little bit
that's
more,
right.
there's,
that's
then
right.
there's
that's
a reaction
right.
to it.
That's right.
And, you know, it's all great if I'm coming into this as, okay, I will take a deep breath when she says something.
Mm-hmm.
But then she, you know, and then she'll say something else, and then she'll say something else, and all of a sudden
you're off and running, and it's all
exactly that you know the.
Okay,
now that snowball has now wiped out the car, like in that commercial.
That's right. And so that can happen. And another piece of the puzzle, which is similarity number three, is that both
good. Let's get a
both men and women need coaching on specific communication techniques that can reduce tension, look for agreement, help create solutions, and to listen. So there's a lot of different techniques that I work with communication, but if a person can start to, even if the snowball's running, okay, it's run, it's out of control. So sometimes you just have to let...
And it's the lawyer's job to say, okay, let's take a break.
And so that's exactly right. The lawyer can absolutely say, let's take a break. And that would really help. It's like something needs to set a boundary. So, and let's say it's a meeting it's just the wife and the husband having a conversation and they start going to it or on the telephone. So what I'll do, again, when I'm coaching is, okay, when you find things that are a certain point, stop. leave. I can no longer talk about this. Let's table it for another time. So it's all about setting boundaries and knowing and starting to get in touch with your, you know, being aware and conscious of your own body and your own reactions. And if you feel like you just, you know, want to scream or you're just can't even talk, then you pass the line. So then you stop the conversation.
But the problem, you know,
the problem is sometimes when you're in it, you're
not only when you're in it, but you know, I found that the real number one cause of divorce is the fact that you can't communicate.
Well, that's right, and that's why when people are going through divorce, they need even more help in learning how to communicate, because all the ways they didn't communicate during their marriage are going to be manifold during the divorce. So it's going to get worse. So when I went through my divorce, I read some fantastic books, Negotiating to Yes, which is by Harvard Medical School, Nonviolent Communication, Marshall Rosenberg. And I took several workshops with him, and I teach that. So there's mirroring techniques. So there's very specific ways that a person can learn. All they have to do is have the desire to not have aggravation, extra time and extra money going through their divorce.
Okay, got it. When I think we've covered the similarities.
We have.
And if anybody has a question about the similarities or about the differences, or they just want to talk and give their two cents in, 877-480-4120. Email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com, although I'd prefer to hear your voice. Go to the Talking Alternative Broadcasting Facebook fan page. I did it
right.
Wow,
that was a big mouthful,
I
Larry.
Did it right the first time. You know, we've been doing it for, 6 months now, and I finally figured out how to say it. this is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here with divorce coach Cheryl Lazarus, and we are here at Talking Alternative. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
He was in the mood for a little confrontation. He couldn't take no more abuse, so he shot down the congregation.
You can't talk to a man with a shotgun in his hand. Carol King, Smackwater Jack. Which leads me to my next question. Obviously, Jack was a little emotional there. How should we be dealing with our emotions? We obviously don't deal with our emotions in the same room with our ex or soon-to-be ex, because that'll just amp up the hostilities and get you nowhere. But don't you have to at least experience your emotions?
Absolutely. In fact, it's really, really important to experience the emotions, because when we push down our emotions, then they're going to come out in a lot of other ways and a lot of other behaviors. So as an example, people experience anger in a divorce. It goes hand in hand. You can't even ignore it. And if a person isn't, then they're really pushing that down. And maybe because of childhood and the way that their parents expressed anger, they learned to really hold that in. However, it's real. It's a natural expression. So I actually, when I'm working with some clients, I will teach them a particular anger release technique, which I think is fantastic, and it can be done really quick. Just go into the bathroom and take a towel and squeeze it, wring it, turn it, twist it, and it's all about moving the energy, the anger energy, out of the body through the hands. You can use sound, whether it's sound like that. You can use words, but it's really expressing through the body to release the energy of the anger, and it really helps. It's the kind of thing that can be done. You can do, or you can just take the towel and just slam it, you know, on the floor.
The sound
and just
is good.
The sound is good. The thwack is good. It's really good, and you can just keep slamming that. Or if you're at work and you, all of a sudden you're, you know, you get a phone call or an email from your ex and you get really aggravated, go into the bathroom, grab a coat. If you live in a cold climate, keep a t-shirt or anything. Go into the bathroom stall even and just twist it for 20 seconds. Just move it out. Because if you don't move it out and you push it down, it's going to eat you up. And that also causes illness. So
it's
you want to
like
move it out.
It's kind of like that doll where, you know, it's not a blow-up doll, but it's kind of rubbery. You push the belly and then all of a sudden the hands and the legs and the head get really big because all the air is out of the middle. I'll tell you what I did before I left the house, because I found that, you know, leaving the house was the ultimate, you know, expression. But before I had the guts to walk out of my house, I had a heavy bag in my basement.
Okay.
And what I used to do is I used to go downstairs and I used to punch the heavy bag.
That's fantastic.
And it was good exercise.
Yes.
I said, hey, I need exercise.
Oh, yeah.
And I went down and I punched that damn thing. And the fact that it made a lot of noise.
Yes.
You know, because you can't punch the bag with it unless you want to rip up your hands without a glove on. So, you know, you put the gloves on, the glove hitting the leather hitting the leather really makes a nice noise.
It's a very satisfying noise.
It is.
It is. It feels like something's moving, something's happening.
I had a boss many years ago. I used to envision his face on the bag for a while. you catch my drift.
I catch your drift. Yeah. And so, and when I did Gestalt therapy training, and I do this a lot with people too, you know, you pile up pillows on the floor, you get on your knees, and then take your hands, and you take your hands, let's say, how do I describe this? You hold them together where your palms are together over your head so that it's, so your whole body is aligned and balanced, and then you take your hands and
karate chop them.
Karate chop the pillows over and over and over. And what happens is might do for 2 minutes or 20 minutes, and you really, really let the anger out, and then it'll transform to something else. Sometimes it can turn into tears. Sometimes you can just be exhausted. It moves it out. But the important thing is, when you do any of these techniques that are physical based, is to drink a lot of water afterwards, because you're releasing a lot of toxins and chemicals that are in your body. So you want to keep washing them out so that you don't start to feel maybe fluish or something because the chemicals are going through your body.
Water.
A lot of water.
A lot of water. The greatest thing in the world for you. The physical trainers talk about it. The diet doctors talk about it. The coaches talk about it. Water And sleep, the two greatest things in the world.
That is true. And now that you're talking about water, let me just give another tip. When you're going to be working with your attorney or on working on any finances or talking to your ex, have water. Water expands the brain. It's been scientifically shown water expands the brain. So you want to be alert and awake and have your brain expanded.
How do you feel about tissues?
Tissues?
Yeah. Should a divorce lawyer have tissues on his desk?
Oh, well, yeah. I think tissues should be on a desk because people might need them.
Okay. No, I usually keep
them. But not fragrance tissues, not fragrance ones, because some people are allergic to the fragrance.
Okay. No, I don't keep them on because it discourages criers. So, I mean, that's just for me because I'm not good when clients cry. I don't want to run out of time. We only have six topics to talk about. We've done three. Let's start with difference number one.
Okay, difference number one. And I touched on it a little bit before, so let me just bring it in again. Women will reach out and create a really good support team for themselves. Women are more used to gathering and talking with women. In fact, I have a women's private women's divorce support group and another women's support group because women are used to gathering and talking. And so they have a lot of outlets for dealing with their emotions and their fears and the different practical concerns. Men don't often have that. Their stretch is to reach out and talk to someone or go to a group so that they can start dealing with all the different pieces of the divorce. And when men do come to my seminars, they talk about how their friends just don't get it. Their friends might say, oh, well, we didn't like her anyway. So, okay, good.
Oh, that's the absolute worst thing to hear.
Oh, yeah, or we saw it coming, or what'd you stay so long for? Or, oh, just go out and go to a bar and get drunk and go meet somebody. They don't have the same kind of empathy. So men need to go places where they can reach and receive that. So men, the difference is women build a support team more easily, and men don't realize sometimes that they even need it.
And women have an easier time of going out and finding help, whereas men seem somewhat stuck in the mud.
Or, yeah, so they may be, oh, I'm fine, you know, the macho thing, or, oh, I can handle it, and I can take care of it. Or maybe they'll just get into the business of it, but they'll ignore the fact that they feel so horrible, and their world's falling apart, and they're not really trying to get support for that.
Well, I mean, on a positive note, I've been involved in support groups and advocacy groups for a long time. And I'm just, you know, it was always 90% women.
It is.
It was always. And
that's
now,
right.
And now we're not half yet, but we're getting much closer to it. And sure, it's different when you're going through it. I mean, I remember in my early days going to these things and then going home to my wife and saying, you know, I understand how these guys think. I have the same problem. I just don't have the guts to do it. Okay, we are going up against another break. So, Cheryl, please tell our listeners again how they can reach you.
There's two ways they can reach me. One is for women specifically wanting coaching and divorce. Would go to womensdivorcechampion.com, and that's WOMENS, divorcechampion.com. And again, get your special divorce guide, 3 biggest mistakes that cost you power and money and how to avoid them.
Do you have to pay for that?
No, you don't have to pay for that. And
okay,
it's a
good.
Really good report. It's about 30 pages. It's very long. It's a lot of information. So that's fabulous. So just go to my website and it's real easy to get that report. And for men and women, go to easiertransitions.com and call me on the phone, 917-838-3648. My email addresses are on the website, so you can contact me through my email address as well.
Great. We're up against another break. We got two more dissimilarities or differences to go to. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm here with Cheryl Lazarus. And we are, as always, on Talking Alternative.
Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Going to digress for a moment. That was Pat Benatar singing Love is a Battlefield. Pat Benatar was classically trained as an opera singer. I had a guest on the show a while ago, as a matter of fact. She will be back probably in January or February. Her name is Marina Lombardi. We played some of her opera music coming in and out of breaks. And she wrote the book, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. She's now 19. She will be speaking at the Bergen Regional Medical Center in Paramus, New Jersey, on 2 weeks from tonight, on December 16th at 7 o'clock. I would encourage everyone to go there. She's very personable. Go buy her book. She needs it to pay for her college. And really, if you're going through a divorce or thinking you're going through a divorce and you have children, please go listen to her. Sorry for my digression. I'm back with Cheryl. We have two more dissimilarities or differences. What's number two?
Number two is that men are much more financially and business savvy than women. And in my experience, women become extremely intimidated when they have to deal with the financial aspects of a divorce. And so the way that that might play out is they may take a really long time to do the net worth statement. They may not gather their investment information. Men often are the ones who handle the investments. Even women who are very successful in their work, in their business, I find that they become very they hold back
Hands off.
When it comes to the financial aspect. So what I'll do is I'll encourage them to really look at all the investments, pull it all together, pull together their tax returns, start seeing where is the money, and to get on with the net worth statement, because nothing can be done in the divorce until the net worth statement is brought in, because
right.
they are so much based on that. And so women need to really get, I work through some of their fears and intimidation also when they're trying to deal with the finances. So men really can take the ball and run with it, and women don't. And another piece is, as you might know too, Larry, some men will play games if they own their own business. And so the effect of that is that they'll show a different kind of financial position than they might have had
six months or a year. Do men really do that?
Oh, really? Yeah. They do that a lot. And
let me ask you this.
And the thing is, let me just mention one thing. Sometimes women don't want to believe that their husbands are doing it. And so they really need to work through that naivety and say, and look, these are the facts. This is what's starting to happen. You need to start looking at it, because otherwise you can't protect yourself.
Well, let me interject for a moment.
Yes.
When people say to me, I'm thinking about getting divorced, what should I do? And the first thing you should do is gather information.
Exactly.
Gather as much information as you can, because you'll be surprised when it stops flowing.
Exactly. So, and that is exactly right.
Now, would it be fair to say that a woman going who owns her own business might not do the same thing?
A woman might do the same thing.
Okay.
Yes. So it's not just one-sided. It seems, though, that more men
own their own businesses
and they've been dealing with the financial aspect in their own business. And they've oftentimes been dealing with the finances and making the investments, for example, securities and all that, in the marriage. So they naturally take care of it. I know of an attorney who was telling me that he actually each year would try to sit down with his wife and let her know what their financial picture was, what their money was, what their budget was, and she didn't even want to bother.
She didn't want to know.
She didn't want to know. So women need to really start getting much more proactive.
Was he married to my wife?
Did your wife do the same thing? She didn't want to know?
She didn't want to know.
Well,
she didn't want to know.
So I have to say, women start wanting to know. Because
you're gonna need to know. But what about the husband and wife who own a business together?
That can be really tricky. And in that case, you really need to be looking at what are you going to do? Are you going to be, who's going to take over the business? Are you still going to run the business and be divorced? How are you going to open up the books? That gets very complicated.
How do you treat the employees?
How do you treat the employees?
How do you treat the other one in front of your employees? I mean, there are a myriad of issues.
Absolutely.
When you have your own business. Well, together having their own business. And oftentimes, the husband and wife will be partners so they can take advantage of the minority and women ownership programs mm-hmm. for businesses that are out there. All right, tell me about difference number three.
Well, difference number three is that men seem to have an easier time. Well, I don't know if I would use it easier, but I would say men seem to move on quicker in terms of finding new partners. And I believe there's several reasons for that. One is that women have an ability to really gather a lot of support, and they'll receive a lot of emotional nurturance from their women friends.
Okay.
And from male friends. And men hate to be alone, and so
they
want companionship. So if they don't have the same group of support and friends, they're going to look towards another partner to supply it. So men often will go and look for another partner, whereas women will take more time.
You don't think it has anything to do with the sex?
Yes, in fact, it does have something to do with the sex, too. And
good point.
It can have something to do with the sex. And I mean, some women will just want the sex, too. However, a lot more times women will be healing their hearts and moving through the grief and the emotions. And women, there's actually been some studies on the difference between men's brains and women's brains. And men are able to have an ability to focus and shut things out, whereas women are much more multisensory. And that's why they multitask, you know, since the beginning of time in different ways than men. Men were hunters, and they could focus on the hunt. Women were gatherers. So the brains actually work differently. So men can actually compartmentalize their feelings and compartmentalize what's happening a lot differently than women. Women take it all in, so they're moving through the grief and the loss and the nostalgia and the guilt and all of the feelings, and taking care of the emotional needs of the kids, often in a very broad way. So
it comes back down to the whole hunter cave woman theory.
The hunter gatherer.
And the hunter needs the instant gratification more than the...
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And so
I hadn't thought about it that way.
I hadn't thought about it in the instant gratification way. It's the hunter-gatherer. So the hunter's going to go and hunt and find a new woman, and so maybe he'll need the companionship, maybe he'll want the sex. The woman will gather. She'll gather her girlfriends. She'll gather her emotions. She'll work through. It's not that she doesn't want the relationship, because she does.
She wants the
emotional. But she may not be ready.
She wants the emotional relationship.
She wants the emotional ready, and it takes a long time to heal the heart, so she's not emotionally ready as fast as a man.
Well, let me tell you a quick story going into the last break. I was in need of support, so I shopped support groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to one that was run by the Catholic Church. It wasn't just in a Catholic church. It was run by the Catholic Church. And the first meeting, they gave you a 40-minute video produced by the church. And one of the things they said was, you should not enter into a sexual relationship for at least a year after your divorce. So they come back, and there's a discussion group, and I was the only man in the room besides the moderator. And he must have been looking at me, and he says, well, what do you think about the abstinence part? And my response was, I've been married for 25 years. I've abstained enough. So if anybody wants to call in, 877-480-4120, please call in with your funny stories, or your not funny stories, or your questions, or your comments. I am here with Cheryl Lazarus, divorce coach. My name is Larry Bloom. I am the host here at the Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
My favorite song, next to When Love Goes Astray, of course, is Love Stinks by the J. Geils Band. We are here with Cheryl Lazarus. So we've done the differences and the similarities. Any words to the wise?
Any words?
Any final thoughts to our listeners today about what they should be doing? Get a coach, maybe.
Definitely get a coach.
And get a lawyer.
Get a great coach. And just to mention, the difference between a therapist and a coach is a therapist will deal with, help people with insights and working through their emotions and often go to the past. Yet a coach, especially myself, because I also have therapeutic training, is I'll work with the emotions, but I will see how they are specifically playing out in the divorce and in the divorce decisions, because then we'll work with working through and expressing and ways to move through the emotions, whether it's grief or guilt or anger or fear, so that they don't influence the divorce decisions. And I'll also work very proactively on helping people, whether it's with communication with their ex or their kids, or dealing with their ex, or working much more cost-effectively with their attorney.
So we're talking behavioral modification.
We're talking about behavioral. We're talking about concrete, actionable steps that people can take to help them move forward in their divorce so that they can go through it faster, which helps them move on with their life
faster and saves money.
And saves time and saves aggravation. So it's very, and it's a collaborative process, because I'll work and give people techniques and I'll have them look at certain dynamics and patterns and maybe give them practical assignments, whether it's financial or working with their attorney. And so they need to really take responsibility, and I'll help encourage them and guide them and coach them. But it's a collaborative process for both myself and the person to move them forward. The whole idea is to help move forward and heal. Heal the heart. Heal relationships.
How often, if you had a, let's say I were your client in coaching, when would be the ideal time to start? How often would I go? And when would be the ideal time to stop?
Okay, the ideal time to start is when you realize that you're either contemplating a divorce, you're going through it, or you went through it and you still, you know, are healing from it.
Okay.
So that any of those juncture points are perfect. The amount of time that it takes really depends on each person. And I'll work different ways. I might work once a week with someone. I might work every 2 weeks. Some people even once a month, and we'll do check-ins on the telephone. I'll work on phone or in person.
And some people go into groups.
And some people go into groups. That's right. So it really depends on a person's schedule. It depends on their finances. So I will work around different ways so that each person can get support they need within their own time and, you know, financial considerations.
Right. And when do you stop?
You stop when you feel like you've accomplished what you're trying to accomplish. We'll work on specific goals of what they want to work with. We'll look at whether it's, you know, which particular areas, and when those are solved, we may go on to other areas. So you stop when you feel like you're done, or when I feel like you can take a break and do some things and then maybe come back at a different point in the divorce.
Okay. Cheryl, thank you. How does one reach you one more time?
Okay. There's two ways to reach me for women who want specific divorce coaching. It's womensdivorcechampion.com. WOMENS, divorcechampion.com. And again, please come to the website so you can get your free fabulous report, divorce guide, 3 biggest mistakes that cost you power and money and how to avoid them.
I want
good, good. And for men and women, you can go to easiertransitions.com and call me 917-838-3648. You can email me. The email addresses are on both of the websites.
Great. And you'll come again?
I would love to come again. And it's wonderful to be on your show again,
Great.
Larry.
Thank you. Next week, we have Marnie, the L.A. matchmaker, not to be confused with our own Marnie Gallison, the New York matchmaker. I have Marnie Batista calling in from She's either calling in from L.A. or she's calling in from vacation on Hawaii, which means she's getting up really early in the morning. The weekend. The Friday after that, I have no idea what I'm talking about. And the big New Year's resolution show on December 23rd. Cheryl, I'll help you call in that day, giving us one resolution. Stay tuned for Tony. I don't know what Tony's talking about today, but I'm sure it's interesting. It always is. I learn a lot when I listen to Tony. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
What are you wearing? Welcome to J&J's Secrets of Style and Beauty.
We know there's beauty and style in all you do, whether it's a job interview,
first date,
or wedding. We also know that not everyone understands what works best for him or her.
We're here to help. Think of us as your personal beauty, style, and grooming gurus. As industry experts, we'll give you the best information for men and women on how to look phenomenal.
Tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
to learn how to look your best.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.